In this screencast, we will see how we can use Cosmos DB. We will write a program in C# to update the Cosmos DB, and we'll get the data from the SQL Server and move it into the Cosmos DB. And after that, we'll write a web service using Node, TypeScript, and Express to get the data back out of Cosmos DB. So let's get started. Log in into the portal. ID can be referred Cosmos DB. Here you can choose the API, how you want to access the Cosmos DB. There's a couple of options, MongoDB, SQL DB. So the MongoDB you see here, there's nothing called MongoDB inside the Cosmos DB, but this is the APIs of MongoDB you are using here. There's another option, you can use the SQL. I will see both of them. Deployment succeeded. Let's go find out. Okay, so my DB is ready to be used. Here's all the connection strings we have. And let's go and create the collection here. Calling my collection videos, leaving everything default, leaving even partition key. Cosmos will create the partition key. Otherwise, you can define your proper key depending on your data. Okay, the collection is created. Okay, we can see that our collection is empty. It's created and ready to be used. Now let's take a look at our code, C# code, how we will insert the data in Cosmos DB reading from SQL Server. Don't worry about this code. I'm gonna put a link to the GitHub so you can get this code. Only special thing here is that we are putting a reference to Azure Documents Client. Here's the two things, Azure Document DB and NewtonSoft. After that, we create a document client here, and then using SQL, we read the data from SQL Server and update the Cosmos DB. But before we create the client, we need a couple of things like the endpoint and password. So let's see how we can get that. Here's a connection string. Let's bring it here. And here's my app config. So the host endpoint is the host, so copy this, paste here, but don't forget to add HTTPS in front of it. Password is here, copy the password, my database name, This is the database in the Cosmos, which was testDB, and I call my collection videos, and this is my SQL connection string. So let me get that, and then we'll talk more about this code. Okay, and here is my SQL command, where I'm just selecting a bunch of columns from my one of the views. So it's very simple. We just use the SQL command and get a reader out of it, and then call a method called process reader. This reader cleans up some of the data, like tags. My tags are array of string, and that need to be cleaned up. I will show how the JSON will look, and then you will understand what cleaning is happening here. And I define an object called videos, which is just bunch of strings. Only thing to pay attention here is it is a array of string tags here, and same way authors, and that's why I'm doing some processing there. In short, I take the reader and build an object called videos, and then call update document DB. Get the collection ID and client create document async. It just need these three things: database ID, collection ID, and the object you want to insert it into the Cosmos DB. So let's see and run this code. Okay, we can see we are updating the Cosmos DB using our code. Let's stop it here. It's good enough. We have 200 docs. Let's go back and look at the Query Explorer. Say run query, and we can see our data is here. An interesting thing to notice is couple of extra attributes were added by Cosmos DB. So RID, this is a system generated property. It's called resource ID. It's a unique identifier. And other interesting thing is self. This is a URI to reach to this document. It's again system generated. ETag is another special number which is required for optimistic concurrency control. And TS is the timestamp. This is a good thing that they add automatically for every document, because you may need to know when the document is added. And here you can see ID is one of our unique identifier. And if I try to insert another document with same ID, I will get an error. Just for fun, let's try that. Okay, let's see. Let's try to reinsert the documents, and most probably I should get an error, and I am catching the error here and displaying star. Let's see. See, we are start getting the error because the exception says, if you want to see, let's see what it says. Okay, let's see what it says. EX, resource with specified ID or name already exist. So that's the role of the ID. Here. So now we can see that document is there in the Cosmos DB. Now let's go ahead and write a web service in Node and TypeScript to get access to this data. So the first thing we should do is go ahead and get the node. Here's the download, and go ahead and download this. I don't have to do that because I already downloaded. And let's go and create a new directory in my D drive called Cosmos DB. Let's go ahead, start the node, command prompt. We are here. Let's quickly check the version. I think I have the latest one. Now, get npm install express generator minus g. Okay, now let's go ahead and create our app called express minus view. Here I'm giving pug, but you can give any other library, like Jade is another library to create your views. Call my app. Okay, looks like Express has created my whole app. Let's look at it. Go to my app. Now install all the dependencies. It's looking at package.json and getting everything which we need for this app. Okay, now let's start. Let's see how this app works. Okay, it's listening on port 300. Let's go here. Wow, so it looks like everything is working. So before we go and look at the code, let me show you. Break it here. This was the last command I typed, set debug is equal to my app and npm start, and this starts this Express app. Okay, let's look at the code. So this is the app.js which starts everything. Here we require a bunch of things which we need for this app to work, like cookie parser, body parser, all that. And then you see we have a route set here for users. So if you go see in routes, you have a user here. So we can do something like this. Users. Of course there will be an error because we stopped it. So you run it. And now, let's do this. Respond with the resource. Okay, let's take a look at the code. Here's the route users, and you can see respond with the resource. Now, in app.js, we can add another route for our videos to get videos from the Cosmos DB. So we can say videos, and let's go ahead and add a route here. Let's call it videos.js, and this file will be very simple, like users. It will have one thing special only, that is a DB file, which is we still yet to write it, and we new up a DB access object and then caught and then call get data on it, and that's it. And then we get the data back from it and we just return the data. So that's the route for our videos. So let's go ahead and write the DB access object. For that, let's create this way. Let's call db ts. Let's write everything in TypeScript. But before we write TypeScript, let's get the TypeScript installed. Terminate this and say npm. Okay, TypeScript is in install. Let's go here and in my app, let's create a TS config file now. So this is how TS config will look. It has a bunch of compiler options. Target is specifying ECMAScript target version. In modules, specify the code generation. And watch will watch our TS file. Whenever they change, it will compile them. Source map, we need to keep it true, so it will help us in debugging. Now, before we write the DB access layer, let's define another file called config ts, and this file will have just a bunch of configuration information. So here's the database ID video. We have the endpoint. Endpoint we just define in our C# code, but we can get it from here, connection strings. So this is my host. Let's add this, and here's my master key, which is my password. Let's call it password. This is it. Now let's define the DB. The DB will look like this. It's complaining it doesn't see what is document DB, so we have to get npm install document DB. Okay, that's taken care of. Now let's look at this code here. It just get reference to the config which we just defined. And there's no more master key, it's password. It's happy now. So what we do here is we create the client. Same way the way we created in C#. Here in TypeScript also we just create the document client, and on the document client we call this one method query document, and in query document we give him the collection URL and the command. The command I define here is like this. I'm getting the ID from the query, so it will look something like this. It will look like this, videos equal something, right? This is how I will get the ID, and query document will be fired. And once it will be successful, it will return, resolve the results. And get data is returning a promise. And now we can see in VideoJS what we do. We say get data, pass him the whole query string of the request, and then when the promise is fulfilled, we return back the data. So let's see if all this will work together now. So let's do this. Control Shift B, and it's saying no build task defined. So let's define the build task. Okay, before we define the build task, let's fix one thing. By mistake, I created this tsconfig in routes directory. It should be in the root. So it's gone here and configure build task now. Click here and we can just choose this TypeScript config. It's by default created all this task.json. Everything looks good. Let's save everything. Control-KS, Control-Shift-B, build. Okay. Control-Shift-B, again. And it's compiling, compilation complete, watching for file change. Awesome. So, looks like everything is running. Let's go to debug now and run this. No configuration. Why there's no configuration? Okay, this should take care of that. Launch.json is saved. Let's see, where did it save? Okay. Debug is running and I got an error. Videos is not defined. Okay. Because we have to require this guy. Videos. Save it. Oh, I don't want to break here. Continue on. Okay. Now let's go and look at the one of the IDs. Take this ID and here call at 300 and say videos, hit enter. It's not returning anything. What's going on? What we can do is we can break here and let's restart and here. So I can see the problem is the extra quotes. Okay, break it, rerun it, and here fix this. I don't need these codes here, so I have ID and now my commands look okay. So let's go ahead and run it. Boom. Okay, I'm getting all the data. So a quick recap that what we have done. We created a Cosmos DB. We created a C# program to insert the data into Cosmos DB reading from SQL, and then we wrote a web service using Node and Express and TypeScript. So you see in few minutes, in fact less than half an hour, we have a working prototype. And we have two ways to access Cosmos DB, from C# and from TypeScript. The Cosmos DB team has done a phenomenal job. Like, it's so easy now. Like, in almost 25 minutes, I can insert the data and write a service which can access all the document. Of course, it's just a screencast. This code is not perfect. Production code will be much different and difficult. But I hope this will help you get started on Cosmos DB.